Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. Hello, I am Dan Day, TGIF. Oh yeah, it's a feel-good Friday, so going to make you feel good on this Friday as we go into the weekend. If that's not a good enough feeling, going to be playing some reggae music throughout to vibe you up, even though there is a storm impending. Don't worry about it. Stay safe. Don't act crazy. And you're going to be A-OK. Hunker down with a bunch of beer and Minus sandwiches. Life will be good. Also going to make you feel good when we hear from the Joe Rose Show. They are talking to mi amigo, fellow Louisianian, Davin Godchow, talking about getting back to work with the Dolphins. Dan Le Batard Show. They're going to link up with former New Orleans Hornet, Baron Davis. Got a little Louisiana feel to this today. And then Hawk and Crowder, they talk with the lovely and intelligent Julie Durda, giving you a storm warning on Hurricane Isaias. But right now, let's get to the headlines. Another Marlin tested positive for COVID-19 today, bringing the team's total to 20. Additionally, two Cardinals have tested positive, so the St. Louis-Milwaukee game today is postponed. Derek Jones Jr. says he wants to guard the opposing team's best player every game. The Heat restart their season tomorrow against Denver. The Panthers open their playoff series against the Islanders tomorrow at 4 in Toronto. Listen to it here on 560 The Joe. The SEC has decided to play a 10-game conference-only schedule in 2020. The conference championship game is still scheduled for December 19th. The Dolphins have claimed 49ers defensive end Ray Smith off waivers and cut safety Ryan Lewis. Miami opens the season September 13th in New England. Conference USA plans on keeping their entire 8-game football conference schedule and will allow teams to play up to 4 non-conference games. Tonight, in the MLS's back quarterfinals, it's LAFC in Orlando City at 7:30. And now, gotta do it on a Friday especially, relieve some of the tension. Let's take a step into the day spa. A bear here in Florida recently wheeled a man's trash can out of the middle of his driveway and closer to his house. During this COVID outbreak, my love goes to Dr. Fauci first, then that bear. Australian Domino's have ended a promotion of free pizzas to all Karens who don't act like typical Karens. Yes, how dare they try to reel in my hot messes. After a woman discovered her husband was cheating on her while traveling for business, she sold their house for undervalue and left him while he was away. I would have just left him, but she took it next level. Nice. A village in China feels blessed after a golden monkey has adopted the town as its own. Well, a golden shower from a golden monkey, though? Maybe not so much of a blessing. Now on to weather. Tonight's forecast, rainy with temperatures in the low 80s. This morning, got to get stoked up for the Joe Rose Show. Friday shows are always full of good energy, especially when they are joined by former LSU Tiger and now Dolphin Great, because he's playing at a great clip. Davin Godchow, he's from Plaquemine, Louisiana. Green Devil, that's their mascot for the high school. I ran track there once. Track meet. Yeah, Plaquemine, Louisiana. big oil refinery town. Just giving you a little insight to Gavin Gachow. Now Davin is going to give you the insight on what it's like to be back at work for the Dolphins, what the Dolphins' practices look like. Also, kind of says, ooh, he's got to guide those rookies. And watching Ozark on Netflix.
Defensive tackle for the Miami Dolphins. Devon, good morning. Thanks for the time. Hope you're being safe. And I guess welcome back to football. I'm very happy to say that.
Good morning to you guys, man. Yeah, I'm happy to be back, you know, back in the building, you know. Glad to get back rolling with the guys.
Devon, what's the new NFL camp with the COVID-19 protocol? What's it been like for the first few days for you guys? What kind of adjustment has it been?
Right now, I mean, me, like the veterans, I mean, we reported on 28, but it's just kind of like just getting tested right now. So I think we'll be back in the building on Monday, getting active with like lifting weights and like, you know, walkthroughs and things like that. But I mean, I've been watching the rookies on tape and stuff like that, but it seems like it's kind of different, but it's still not, you know, football is football. It's still going to be physical.
Let me ask you, speaking of physical football, as you know, no OTAs, no mini camps, and now no preseason. What's it going to look like once this thing starts up? What do you expect it to look like?
Well, first of all, I think guys should be more healthy. Particularly guys coming off, you know, off-season injuries. You know, I think guys should be more healthy. But I think, you know, I mean, just like for the young guys and for everybody else, you know, just got a lot of things to catch up on, you know, like just getting the spirit of the game back, you know, things like that, you know, like just the timing, like, you know, quarterback and things like that. So, I mean, I think it'll be like, coming towards like a little different. But I think, you know, once you get a week or two in, I think everything will be okay.
Devon, I know this is a crazy question to even ask somebody, but you're one of the leaders on this team. Are there going to be, you know, conversations you have with the younger guys about being safe during all this? I know they're going to get it from coaches and staff there in camp, but once everybody's in that locker room, are the older guys, you think, like yourself, and I mean older, like you're not that old, but you're one of the elder statesmen, are you guys going to have conversations with the young guys about being safe and listen, we all got families, we have to be safe, no one be stupid? Are those conversations going to come from the elder statesmen in the locker room to the younger guys?
I mean, but it's kind of self-explanatory. I mean, with, you know, the NFL, you know, making a guideline of, you know, if you do, you know, do some things like bars and stuff like that, like you're gonna be fine, you know. Things, so I think a lot of guys, you know, don't want to have their money taken out of their pocket. So I mean, things like that is gonna kind of like set example itself. But I mean, yeah, just kind of like be safe outside the building. You know, I can't tell you, you know, where to go. I can't tell you where not to go. But all I can ask you, you know, just be safe once you, you know, step out the doors of the Miami Dolphins organization. So I think, you know, when guys look at it like that, and you know, like you, I mean, you fight for your brother, you plan for your brother each and every day, and you don't want to come back and bring your brother, you know, COVID-19. I think guys gonna be safe.
Devon, besides playing the way you played with so many plays a year ago, the amount of tackles you made, defensive tackle, your other job, you feel like it's to take care of a young Raekwon Davis, who's a high draft pick, and get him ready to play as well. Is that going to be part of your job this year?
I mean, of course. I mean, you know, me being, like you said, like a leader on the team, you know, I mean, I think, you know, I just kind of lead by example. You know, I think, you know, he's following the right footsteps. I mean, you know, he's a young kid, but he's a hungry kid. You know, he's ready to get out there. He's ready to roll. So I think, you know, doing the walkthroughs, you know, with the team, and, you know, like when the vets get in on Monday, you know, I think, you know, just kind of going to lead by example. I'm not really like a guy getting his face, you know, rowdy guy like that, but I just kind of lead by example, kind of lead by the way I play.
Defensively, what stat do you want to see improve the most this year over last year? What's the one that kind of bothered you in the offseason when you looked at the, as a team?
I mean, just playing great team defense. Overall, I mean, whether that's in the run, whether that's in the pass game, you know, I mean, just kind of getting the offense, you know, behind the sticks, you know, trying to make them get back on track. You know, just things like that, man. I mean, because we got such a talented defense, but, you know, talent only gets you so far. You still have to go in and put the work in and just, you know, just, of course, like, just causing more turnovers. And just for myself, just, you know, keep improving on my pass rush game, you know, just keep taking it, you know, day by day, you know, keep improving it. Listening to my coaches, you know, each and every day, you know, just be a whole dominant defense, man. Just the whole, I mean, all the great defenses, I know they play great run defense. You know, rush the pass on third down, on first down, on second down, and they got turnovers. You know, I mean, they got the ball out. So, I mean, it's all about the ball at the end of the day. I mean, we plan to get the ball. It's all about the ball. So, I think once you have a defense that's ready to get turnovers, I think, that leads to a great defense.
Devon, the locker room's going to have a lot of new faces in it, obviously with a lot of draft picks and a lot of free agents coming in there, especially you guys on the defensive line. Have you got to, you know, obviously you're not practicing with the guys now, but have you got to talk to a bunch of any of the new guys or have some conversations with them before you actually showing up to camp with them?
I mean, we'd be on like Zoom calls and stuff like that, but I had a chance, you know, to meet up and talk to a few of them. You know, I talked to Kyle, I talked to E-Rob, Elena Roberts. Had, you know, some conversations in between on Zoom call with Byron Jones. You know, seemed like a very smart guy. Just kind of the new guy, Shaq Lawson, you know, Emmanuel Agbaye. You know, I trained with both of them this offseason. So, you know, I mean, just kind of getting accustomed to the guys, you know, seeing what they like, seeing what they don't like, you know, just kind of getting their mindset. You know, everybody, you know, one common goal, and the common goal is to win. You know, I mean, you know, and it starts, you know, it starts in training camp. You're going to start at practice. You know, you're going to start each and every day, you know, by doing the right thing and coming out there, you know, preparing yourself to win, you know, I mean, by taking that approach in practice.
All right, Devon, I've been waiting to do this. I've been waiting to see you to say this.
Hey, Joe, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I got to ask you a question. You asked me all these questions. Let me ask you a question. I gave you a job to do in the offseason when it's COVID-19 stuff first began. Did you ever watch Ozark?
I did.
Did you
I
ever?
Did.
Nah, Joe, you let me down, Joe. You never watched Ozark.
No, I did. I watched the first six or seven. I'll tell you where I am right now.
Joe.
No. I want to tell you.
No,
Joe.
Get him, Devon. Get him.
No. The first cartel guy got killed. So then the bigger cartel guys came in. The money got ripped out. The last one I saw, the girl ripped out all the money and took it out of the hotel room.
Man, that's nothing, Joe. You got to watch, man. Joe, I'm disappointed in you. I'm not even going to lie. I'm disappointed in you.
Thank you, Devon.
And I love all the cartel stuff.
I gave you one job to do. One job to do. All you had to do is go to Netflix and watch Ozark.
I'm sorry.
I gave you one job.
I know. And I got going on a bunch of other shows, and I didn't go Ozark past like five episodes. I'm sorry. You told me it would speed up, and I didn't do it, man. I know.
I'm going to give you the next time I talk to you then.
All right. Well, listen, I got something for you now. So every time I see your LSU this, LSU, you were right, man. That was a badass team. You were right. It was as talented as you said.
Yeah.
But the year before you told me that and you were off a little bit, so your word wasn't as good. But last year, that team was for real.
It was for real. New season.
You're in trouble, man. That whole team is gone. You are in trouble this year, man.
New season. I hear you. We'll see.
Devon, I just want to tell you that I couldn't be more proud of a guest for Bustin' Joe's Chops, because I remember asking you about what you're doing during COVID-19 and this whole pandemic, and what show can we get Joe to watch. And you brought up Ozark, and I was so happy you did. And I couldn't be more proud of a guest right now.
Yeah, man. You let me down,
Bustin' Joe's ass. Right.
Responsibilities, though. Accountability, Joe.
You know what? I haven't even gotten to the casino being built yet. And I know that's good. Although I did find out his wife did sleep with her partner before he got killed. They had sex. Yeah, I saw the sex stuff in there. I did see that.
She was having an entanglement.
Hey, I love the fact she says to her husband, "You've never done that to me before." And he just looked at her and she goes, "Oh, he saw that video."
He saw that video, Joe.
He goes, right. "So my partner, my friend did this to you? So am I. Here we go. Get a little freaky with me now, baby."
Bye, Joe Rose, man. Bye.
All right.
Ozark takes, LSU takes, some Dolphins information. That's Joe Rose and Davin Godchow chopping it up. Always good times in the morning with the Joe Rose Show. Speaking of chopping it up, Dan Lebatard and Baron Davis kind of got into it earlier.
I didn't feel like answering it. You know why? Because you think you know everything, but you don't.
I don't think I know everything. Otherwise, I wouldn't ask questions. I would just tell you what I thought.
Chippy, chippy, chippy. Why get so chippy? It's a feel-good Friday. We should be feeling good going into the weekend. And if you're not yet, no worries. On the way, I've got that Dan Lebatard, Baron Davis interview, and also some good reggae music to make you feel good this Friday on the Best of the Joe Show. Welcome back to the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard right here on 560 The Joe over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day on Twitter, at Dan Day Radio. I recently posted some really cool stuff about one of my heroes, Perry Farrell, who's the lead singer of Jane's Addiction, but more importantly, reunited with his other band, Porno for Pyros, the first time in 24 years. I should have played that, but I remembered. It's a feel-good Friday, and I gotta make you feel good with some reggae music from Chizadek and the Ligerians. This song's called It's All Right.
Me weird, but me still slide out. Miss a room with all with your head full of many tricks. Dig your way
Oh, yeah, there may be a storm on the way, but it's all right. We are ready for it here in South Florida. We are hunkered down. We're going to be safe. Got plenty of Funky Buddha beer and just got La Reggae rolling. Coronavirus, Isaias, bring it on. It's all right, because we're on a feel-good Friday with some good reggae music, and we're taking our time and being safe. Might not be all right between the Dan Le Batard Show and Baron Davis. They met up earlier today and didn't have a meeting of the minds, kind of had a banging of opinions. Most fun and least fun for Baron Davis in the league, you're going to be interested to hear. Also, Shark Dog and Wax Ears are discussed.
I wanted to know the most fun and the least fun you've ever had playing for basketball teams, because I've got a couple of guesses, but I'm curious what you would say to that.
I would say experience has been incredible. Basketball has saved and changed my life. You know, I say the whole journey has been, you know, something for me that more so than a learning experience, it's an opportunity for growth. So I take it, you know, all with a grain of salt, the good and the bad. I think getting drafted, just playing basketball is always like the best feeling in the world. I would say getting injured is probably the worst.
But I would imagine that playing for the Clippers was the least fun that you had. Baron?
What?
Was that silence
confirmed,
on purpose?
Confirmed, Dan. That was a confirmation.
Okay. So what was the most fun? What one team, one season is the most fun you've had?
One is wrong. Like I told you, basketball got its ups and downs. It's got some good spots, some sore spots. What do you want me to say?
I don't want you to say anything other than where it is that you were having the most fun, other than what kind of dog is that? It sounded like a small dog.
It's a shark dog. It's swimming in the water. It's half dog, half shark. I've been breeding them over here in my aquarium.
What kind of dog is it, Baron?
It's a bite reporter dog. Basically, I train my dog bite reporters. And if they see him on the beach, drag him in the ocean, and they'll turn on their shark fins and destroy him.
Baron, what happened to this interview? It started with me saying how much I like talking to you, enjoy talking to you over the years. What happened? What did I do wrong? Why are you sicking your shark dog on me?
Because my dog didn't like the questions you asked.
What did you want me to ask you about? Dunksociety.com?
I mean, that's what I heard. You can ask me anything, man. You just be prepared for the answers that you're going to get. It's early, man. I haven't walked my dog yet. Shark dog.
What kind of dog is it? Tell the people what you want to tell them about dunksociety.com.
Since quarantine, I know people have been locked up, and, you know, we have Slick Sports Lifestyle and Culture. We wanted to do something cool for just, you know, the dunkers out there, the athletes out there, so we came up with a dunk challenge, so a virtual dunk contest. We'll be calling on all the dunkers across the country to basically submit dunks. We're going to give away cash prizes, and we just thought it would be a good way to, like, spread good social worth. You know, making sure that the dunkers are attached, you know, to a charity or a small business. So, you know, just trying to do things from an entertainment standpoint, from a virtual standpoint, to kind of be more, you know, inclusive to, you know, our sports fans and our sports community. Because, you know, you see, like, now that the NBA is back, that helps a lot. But there's still, like, you know, basketball as a whole or sports as a whole, you know, it's a lot of weekend warriors and people like that. So we wanted to do something to kind of bring the culture and the community of sports and basketball together, serve a good cause.
All right, I'm going to sink into this because I feel like a prostitute right now. You used our questions to give us nothing. You gave us 3 minutes you came on here to promote. What do you mean, no, Stugat?
No, I think in Baron's defense, and I think we're all feeling this as much as we're loyal to you, Dan, and we love you, you usually, you know, you have someone on, you'll ask the right questions, and then you'll go in worst time in basketball. You know the worst time Baron Davis has ever had playing basketball, and he objected to that question right out of the gate.
But let me explain to you what happened, and I'll explain it.
Actually, you don't. You know why? You're wrong.
Oh.
So you can predict and say whatever you want, but speaking for Baron Davis ain't what you're supposed to be doing.
I wasn't speaking for you, Baron. I asked you the question and you didn't answer it. I wasn't speaking for you. I was asking you because I didn't know.
Well, like,
answering it. I didn't feel like answering it. You know why? Because you think you know everything, but you don't.
I don't think I know everything. Otherwise, I wouldn't ask questions. I would just tell you what I thought. But honest to God, if I'm being totally honest, I couldn't remember whether you played for those eighth-seeded Warriors or not, because that's what I thought the answer was to the most fun you've ever had. But I couldn't totally remember off the top of my head whether you were the point guard on that team. That's what happened.
I would say the best time I had, like I said, is when I got drafted. Basketball has ups and downs. You know what I mean? There's some good times and some bad times. What you think would be my worst moment is probably not my worst moment. And when I asked the question, I did answer your question. I said I got hurt. I said that was the worst moment. You failed to clean out the wax in your ears and hear what I was saying.
Back to Dan's defense, Barron. We did not hear that.
No, hold on a second, though. I do not appreciate being accused of dirty ears, Barron Davis. I don't appreciate that. You clean the wax out of your ears.
Hairy ears. That was my
You clean one. The hair out of your ears. You have hair in your ears, Barron Davis.
I'm more of like an earwax guy.
Another segment? You want to do another segment?
Talk about Nate.
Billy, what happened? Billy, why did you fall? Why did your hands fall into your face? Barron, you want to do the rest of the show with us today? You want to do the show with us until 1 o'clock Eastern?
Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta go walk my dog, and I gotta go take him to the ocean and surf him.
That's right, because you got a shark dog.
I'm here.
All right, let's call him back while he's walking his shark dog. We're gonna call him back. Thank you, Barron, for being on with us. All right, we're going to call you back. Yes.
We're going to call you back.
I'll be here all day.
All right, yes, great.
I'll be here all day.
Can't wait for this. The next hour, ladies and gentlemen, 1 hour straight with co-host Barron Davis and his shark dog.
Were Dan Le Batard and Barron Davis joking with each other or kind of fighting with each other? Yes, both. Did Barron Davis come back for the rest of the hour? Yes, he did. And it got a little crazy. So what you can do is download the Dan Le Batard podcast, or you can download the podcast for this show or some of the other shows here on 560 The Joe, wherever you get your podcast for absolutely free, the radio.com app, or you can go to our website, WQAM.com. And if you have any questions about Barron Davis, about Dan Le Batard, about myself personally, hit me up at Dan Day Radio on Twitter. No question about it. Hawk and Crowder, kings of the afternoon when it comes to sports talk. But they're not always 100% focused on sports. They are always 100% focused on you.
Isaias.
Solano
got right. it. Yeah.
Isaias.
Good job, Solano.
So it is 4 o'clock, and what is the latest on Isaias?
All right, guys.
Julie Derda, meteorologist, former NFL cheerleader, and just great all-around person, going to get us updated on Isaias. After this, on the Best of the Joe Show. Giving thanks and praises, O Jah, to conquer like the tribe of Judah. It's just a blessing, it's clever coming to your life. I say peace and love to all nations. Woo! Yes, I'm forever strong, he keep us pressing all along. This is the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day, and oh, doesn't it feel good that we've made it to another Feel Good Friday. This is my guy right here, Ross Kleba with Rasta. Ah, that skankin' beat can only mean the weekend has arrived. Ross Kleba with Rasta. Let that take you away. Don't you feel as though with the quarantine we're a little more prepared for a storm than usual? We've kind of stockpiled, kind of sheltering in place, not really going out, not really doing anything. Nonetheless, be very careful this weekend as Isaias nears the Florida coast. In fact, I want to get you as up to date on Isaias as I possibly can. I'm going to say it as much as I can because I don't know if I'll ever say Isaias that much in my life again, but nonetheless, hopefully it won't be that big of a deal. We'll get through it nice and smooth. We're doing our best to make sure it is a smooth transition for you. So load up on some Funky Buddha. Get ready. There's plenty of sports this weekend. Tomorrow at around 4 o'clock, we're going to have the Panthers on right here on 560 The Joe. The Heat also played tomorrow around 1 o'clock under the Pelicans. Whoo, they let me down last night. I'm originally from New Orleans, of course. They lost at the last second. Brandon Ingram missed a shot. Zion Williamson barely played at 20 years old. He looks like he's in worse shape than J.J. Redick, who is 36. Don't let me rant on that. Let's get back. Focus on the storm. Isaias nearing Florida's coast. We could be feeling some effects in Miami-Dade as soon as tonight. But why are you listening to me talk about it when you could hear the lovely Julie Durda giving you the information? She's smarter. She sounds better. She's cooler than I. And she was hanging out with Hawk and Crowder earlier. They pronounced the storm correctly in case you need some pronunciation help. They also do some tracking and warning. Also, why is there a European model of the storm? And Solana agrees, so that's good.
We are obviously keeping a keen eye on Hurricane, one more time, Solana?
Isaias.
I'm not certain that's good. Correct. Is that? I don't know if that was correct.
I don't know. I called it Julie.
Julie Durda is a certified meteorologist at WPLG Local 10 here in Miami, friend of the program. She gave us plenty of time yesterday. We're not going to waste her time today. I just want to get a quick update. You should follow Julie Durda on all her social media outlets so you can stay informed throughout the weekend as the storm approaches. One more time, Julie. Isaias?
Isaias.
Isaias.
Solano got it. Yeah, yeah.
Isaias.
Good job, Solano.
So it is 4 o'clock, and what is the latest on Isaias?
All right, guys. So we talked about yesterday the uncertainty once it pushed off of Hispaniola. It looks as though we got to be prepared for definitely feeling tropical storm force winds, which is 39 miles per hour to 73 miles per hour. And I just peeked at the European model. And for the first time in all the model runs, it does put landfall between Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach right around the border. Again, that means that we would be dealing, it's expected to be a Category 1 hurricane. But, you know, hurricane specialist Brian Norcross and Max Mayfield always said you always add about 10 to 15 more miles per hour to what you possibly are expecting when they release the intensity of a forecast. So we could be dealing with the possibility of a Category 1 hurricane making landfall if the European model does pan out, or if we split the difference, like I said yesterday, being so eerily close to our coastline in northern Broward County that it's no joke. Like, it would be seriously threading the needle of barely a little bit of an ocean land and then the land, that it's basically just staying offshore. So our most important thing is I want everybody to know, Brian Norcross said something today that I want you to take to heart if you live in northeastern Broward County, because you're already under a tropical storm warning. Actually, much of Broward County inland is a tropical storm watch. They've updated the metro coastal areas of Fort Lauderdale to a tropical storm warning. And then Miami-Dade, the warning has started for the coastal areas of Miami-Dade. Miami, if you're listening, I still want you to be prepared. You could be dealing with tropical storm force winds. I'd say Broward County, northeastern Broward County, if you're at the border, like Boca Raton, up by West Palm Beach, that whole area. If you live near the coast, you're right on, you know, A1A or US-1. If you have Hordian shutters, he suggested that it's not a bad idea. Maybe tomorrow you think about closing them. As of right now, I don't think anybody else needs to worry about getting shutters, because we're talking about, you know, a Category 1 hurricane, or we're talking about strong tropical storm force winds. That's the update. I don't think it's the good news you wanted to hear on a Friday after telling everybody how great stocks were, but, you know, it's the reality that I gotta bring you guys, and I want to keep you safe. And it is really important, though, I told Solano this, make sure you're following me, Julie Durda, WPLG, because in the middle of the night, I'll be doing the updates. So when you wake up, you hear the thunder and you hear the howling winds, and you can't happen to turn on the TV, you only have your phone next to you, make sure you're following me, because I'll be starting to do the updates tomorrow at 5 a.m. Until probably, I think we're extending our newscast actually to go all day tomorrow, and then it should be making landfall Saturday night into Sunday. So we'll continue that too. So it's going to be a busy week for us meteorologists keeping you guys safe. So I really want you to heed the warnings and just pay attention to what you're seeing, because this thing's so close that things could shift in, you know, each model run seems to shift west and then back east. So it's over the water, or it's hugging our coast, or, like I said, the European model, this last one actually showed it making landfall. So, again, we have time to watch it. You guys, we're used to it. We can handle tropical storm force winds. We can handle a hurricane. It's okay. I don't want anyone to panic, but I do want you to be alert and aware and bring in that lightweight furniture we talked about and any of those pool toys or anything you may have outside.
Yeah, Julie, if the stock market's great enough, I don't give a damn what the weather's doing, but that might just
be me.
It
might blow your money away.
Well, you're staying inside anyway, right? We got to stay home and stay safe. So, you're just going to look at the rain and the wind out your window. So just make sure none of the stuff you bought to keep the kids busy during this time is flying away, okay? That's
you brought up, and one thing, and we're going to be quick. This is my only question, Julie, but you brought up European model. And this is something that me and my friends talk about. Julie, why when they put the spaghetti strands out there, why does the European strand seem to be better than the American strands? I don't know if this is even a well-put-together question.
You know, that is a great question, and I don't have an answer for you because it runs the same amount of model data that the GFS model does, the Hurricane model, the Assemblies model basically takes all of the models together and puts a general idea out for us. So it's like the average. I got to tell you, you're absolutely correct, though. For some reason, that model seems to do very well. It did very well with Dorian. It did really good with Hannah that we just saw that went to Texas. I have to tell you, for being down here for 15 years, one of the most difficult things I've realized that the doctors and the specialists and the major meteorologists that really help us with all this data and gather it for us is the intensity of a storm when it comes to just the raw environment that it's in, forecasting it 12, 24, 36, 48 hours out. And unfortunately, that's where we're living right now. Like, this thing is about 36 hours out. So unfortunately, the environment is so hostile that we don't know if the high pressure is going to weaken and this trough is going to dive down at the right time that this cluster of storms is lifting to the north. That it was the same thing with Dorian. We didn't know if that front was going to dive down enough to keep us safe here in Florida, but all the models, with the exception of the European model, had kept the system, you know, offshore and offshore. No, it's coming our way. Then it's coming our way. And the European model was like, no, it's staying over the northwestern half of the Bahamas. So that's why I'm bringing to your attention that this is the first model run by the European model that it does make landfall between Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach.
All right. Julie Derda, you'll watch her on Local 10, follow her on social media, Julie Derda, WPLG. And would you say that the percentage chance this weekend in Dade, Broward, Palm Beach counties that you'll get rain and wind is about 100%?
Mm-hmm. Miami-Dade, not as much as Broward and in towards West Palm Beach and Broward. I really want you to pay attention to the storm. Miami-Dade, you're not out of the loop because, again, the outer bands that stretch, I think last I looked at the advisory at 11, the tropical storm force winds, which are 39 miles per hour to 74 miles per hour, stretch out from the center 204 miles. And so that system's literally going to be maybe 100 miles off our coast. So we're all going to feel the tropical storm force winds. It just depends on where you're at to actually feel more of a gust or if it's just more of a breeze. So
right.
I'd prefer everybody be prepared for tropical storm force winds, at least, and the rain.
Okay. Any chance that it strengthens to a 2 or a 3?
Absolutely. There's a chance for, I would say, a 2. I don't think there's enough time for it to be a 3 because, as I just told you, the intensity is so difficult to forecast when you're just open the ocean water and you're assuming, remember, we talked about this yesterday. I think Crowder said, you know, could it be a 2? Could it be a, yeah. I mean, they assumed that the system would weaken so much when it interacted with land, but it really didn't. I mean, it came off the coast with like 70 miles per hour. So
stay aware. And the next update official is less than an hour, right? 5 o'clock?
Yeah. So the forecast cone at 5 is very important because you'll get a new lat long, a new advisory on the wind strength, because I think they sent out Hurricane Hunter aircraft, and a new forecast cone, which will probably push more west if they're now averaging out that new model run by the European model. But then again, the European model does go through. There's another model that'll run tonight, and then we'll see what happens there. And another model running tomorrow morning, and another one, you know, it's a cycle. So we just got to wait and see which way this very interesting storm. I told you yesterday, to begin with, we were like, there's no center of circulation. It's just showers and storms. It's been a very complex system to digest the information and forecast not just the strength, but the path of it. So everybody just be prepared.
Anything you need to add, Solana?
I think, Julie, you and I are on the same page once again here, so that's good.
I appreciate that. Good, yeah. good. I'm glad all you right. didn't see anything that maybe I missed.
Yeah, no, very good. This is the rare occasion where it's almost like the American and the European models are in concert.
Yeah, we agree.
You have Julie and Solana agreeing on everything that's been said. So
checking my notes. You know, and,
eventually, I would probably say we got two more runs, and then they'll definitely agree by then. It typically happens like within the last 12 hours of when the storm is expected to make its true landfall or forward path. We'll definitely know by tomorrow.
Start feeling the effects of it tomorrow, for sure.
Well, in Miami-Dade and the Keys, you'll feel it tonight. You'll start to see dust in the 30s tonight. So that's why I'm saying not everybody, some areas are going to have it worse than others, but not everybody's just going to have, there's not one spot in South Florida that's going to be blue skies, dry conditions, and no breeze.
And you're
unless you're on the West Coast,
Solana.
Actually. You got to go all the way west.
Solana, you agree?
Yeah, I mean, those bands are no joke, right, Julie?
Okay.
Yes.
Just.
All right, very good. Julie, we appreciate it. We know that you're busy.
You guys are awesome.
Real
you're
busy.
Awesome,
so,
awesome.
Again, follow Julie Derda on all her social media outlets because she will keep you informed as the storm approaches and then passes and hopefully passes without any disruption to our lives.
East. So. They ceased. Again, I hate saying that because then I feel bad for the Bahamas. Northwestern Bahamas still trying to recoup from Dorian. There's really no winning in this situation whenever we talk about tropical systems. So it's either somebody's got to have to take the worst of it.
Julie Derda, meteorologist, angel. She is just absolutely wonderful, even delivering bad news, which is a storm is on the way and to batten down the hatches. Of course, follow her once again on Twitter. She will keep you up to date. Can never take storms too seriously. Trust me, I've lived through Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. If you don't take it serious, it can come up and bite you. So I know I joke and I say, go buy as much Funky Buddha, although that's not really a joke. I'm going to go buy a lot of beer when I get off of work tonight and stock up for the weekend. But I'm not going to be going out sightseeing and doing all this other craziness. Just lay low. You're supposed to be laying low anyway because of COVID. So you can lay low for a different reason this weekend. It'll be new and exciting with your Netflix, and at least we got some sports this weekend. The Heat are going to be playing. The Panthers are going to be playing. Basketball is back. Hockey is back. WNBA kicking off. Go Connecticut Sun. You know, on the Hawk and Crowder Show, we are fans of the Connecticut Sun. Yeah. Got a lot to look forward to this weekend. Maybe not going to the beach as much. Maybe not running around town as much. But that's okay. You'll be safe. And that's the number one thing. Be safe. Have fun no matter what you do. Have fun being safe. Now, let's have fun with the Hawkman highlights and Crowder crowd pleasers. Kind of the week that was, if you don't listen to Hawk and Crowder. On Friday, I put together a montage of everything crazy and kooky that happened on the show. Here she is.
Hawkman highlights.
Highlights.
Crowder crowd pleasers.
Crowd pleaser.
Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show. Brought to you in Miami.
Hi.
Come on with it.
Come on with it.
Speaking of meaningful
dude said a
meaning.
Mouthful right there. Come on with it.
Come on with it. I can't wait.
Highlight.
If you can slide in the strip club, eat a 10-piece chicken wing, grab some lobster, throw $100 and leave, and now you're $200 down, those are entertainment dollars. Yep. Lou was just spending some entertainment dollars.
That's right.
You taught me that.
Hawkman highlight.
Ta-ta-ta-licious.
I thought her mom had a stutter. Edison Volquez.
And Hawk go to the same barber. And all the snorkin' it. I loved her in high school. I didn't know she had BO and underarm hair. So a great, great analogy you just gave.
I have been using deodorant sporadically.
Get a highlight, boy.
Get your ass out of our country.
That's exactly what they said.
You no dirty, poutine. Filthy, virus-ridden Americans. Get out of here.
Delicioso.
But it's in the red. I hate that son of a bitch.
Get your ass right, son. Ta-ta-ta-licious. Come on. Come on, do it. You are policeman today. You are not princess.
Come on with it.
This tugboat. This damn tugboat.
Where are the chitlin crocs? Where's the collard green crocs? Get it out of here, fried chicken crocs. I'll smack their mouth.
Hi.
You are stupid. You should stay in your house. You should not go out. You should not procreate. You shouldn't have any friends. You shouldn't have any family. You are stupid.
Now smack their mouth.
Edison Volquez.
Get a highlight, boy.
I have been using deodorant sporadically.
Get your ass right, son.
Get out of here.
I'm worried about old Dan Day.
I'm pleased.
When Crowder says, I'm worried about old Dan Day, that's after I gave Jay Fig the suggestion to watch the movie Deliverance. And every time I even think of the movie Deliverance, I kind of cringe, but it's a classic. It's a classic classic. Oh, man. Karens have been classic this whole entire COVID-19 outbreak. Recently, one had a gym sighting.
Don't get involved. I'm the wrong person to get involved with. You have no idea who I am. Don't do it. I'm just warning you. Don't do it. No, I'm just saying no.
Stop.
You weren't here when this started.
Yes.
I was being nice. Business. Put your mask on. The virus will attack them. Put it on.
What's up, guys? Why,
so
why
you can arch. They won't serve me. They won't serve me because these people don't have masks.
Needs to be on while you're ordering in the cafe. Would
but this guy right down here.
Doesn't she have it on?
Look at this guy. He doesn't have it on. Screw it, then. No, then I don't think
you're sitting down.
And what's your name?
I'm Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley. You need to pay attention. Tell them to put their mask on then.
Okay, if you're sitting down eating, the mask is not.
You guys are falling for
when
this.
When you're sitting down eating, do you hear what are you thinking? When you're sitting down eating, the virus won't affect anybody. That is a don't be brainless.
That's
and
crazy.
You don't get involved where you're not supposed to unless you know who you're talking to, honestly.
No, come on, your own business.
I was here being kind when I first ordered. I was very kind. Don't
mind your own business, lady.
Don't get involved. We're the wrong people. Trust me on that. I'm over this. I'm over it.
Ooh, speaking of coronavirus, the Marlins not playing. I don't know. They got another COVID-19 positive test today, bringing the total to 20. Not supposed to play till early next week. They're definitely not playing this weekend. So let's relive some of the highlights from what was, at least so far, a very short Marlins season.
And Corey Dickerson with a high drive. Oh, man, what a blast to right field. Corey Dickerson with a home run. His first as a Marlin is a moonshot. Hoskins rips it. Anderson makes the catch, and it's a Marlins win. So they do what they wanted to do. Go to Philadelphia where they've played well, get out of town with a series win, and get this season off on the right foot.
You'll never really consider not playing from my standpoint. We're taking risk every day. Every day we're taking risk. So that's what the players all around the league are doing. You know, you travel all the time. You know, it started with this road trip. You're traveling. You're in planes. You're in buses. You're in different hotels. It's the risk that we take. And I think we just have to, you know, I'm going to go all the way back to Michael Hill told us early on, you know, we're going to have to be, you know, adjustable. We're going to have to be flexible. We're going to have to be patient. We're going to have to deal with a lot. We tried to set ourselves up to deal with a lot in different scenarios. So we're getting tested early. Hopefully we're not getting tested later. Hopefully we can pass this test.
Oh, no, there's going to be a lot more testing. That was all said before the big outbreak on the team. So come on, let's get healthy, Marlins. And if you're healthy, let's stay healthy. Ooh. Inside the NBA bubble, Portland and Memphis going at it in overtime right now. Portland leads 135-126. Go Portland. I like Portland and I hate Memphis because I'm originally from New Orleans and they're kind of a rival team, but enough with the hate. Stay safe this weekend from COVID, from Isaias, and from any other dangers. Be a good person, love on one another, and have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday night, 6 o'clock, for another edition of the Best of the Joe Show. Later, slug.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.